Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time. Say not for months, then come the harvest.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily gospel broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Dr. Ballou and today's broadcast.
It's harvest time.
Greetings again, radio friends, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful joy and privilege it is to come again to the radio microphone and to send out another gospel broadcast. I trust whatever you're doing, you can take your Bible, open it with us, and let's study the Word of God together today. If it's not possible that you open your Bible, then please just give us your ear and give God your heart and let God speak to us from the Word of God this morning. We're looking at the subject this week on the broadcast, but preacher, why missions? And again, I want to say it, in the eyes of those who are not saved, and maybe in the eyes of those even who are saved but are carnal, missions looks like an unwise thing. We're trying to get people whom we need here in our local churches to leave here and go somewhere else and serve the Lord. And we're trying to get people to give money that could be used here at home to go somewhere else and send somebody else that they might preach the true gospel of the grace of God. But for those of us who know the Lord and know the Word of God, then we understand some of the reasons why missions. But I'm dealing with them that the Lord might give us a greater insight and we might have a greater burden and a greater vision of the need of being involved in the work of missions. And I said, first of all, as I asked the question, but preacher, why missions? And I say to you, we must be involved in missions because of the Great Commission, the command of the Scriptures. And again, I want to emphasize, the Great Commission is not a choice. It is a commandment. It's not an option. It is an obligation. And again, may I say, and oh, I wish the Holy Spirit would drive this deep into the heart of God's people. Anybody can get together and meet on a regular basis. They can sing and shout and read the Word of God and preach and worship God. But that group of people, if they ignore the Great Commission, do not have themselves the right to call themselves a New Testament church. Fact is, we cannot even claim to be a New Testament Christian if we ignore the Great Commission, the marching orders given by a resurrected Lord to his people, the church. And again, let me say this. I said it earlier during the week. The Lord Jesus Christ is a commander-in-chief of the armies of the church, the army of God. And he's issued us this order. When the commander-in-chief issues an order, then one of three things will happen. Number one, the order will be executed fully. Number two, the commander-in-chief could rescind the order. And then number three, if neither of the first two have been done, then that command still, that order still stands effective even to our day. And when you look at the Great Commission our Lord gave to his disciples and to the church, that commission has not been carried out and executed fully. The Lord has not rescinded the order. And so that means the Great Commission still stands in effect for the disciples, the believers, the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ, even in our day. And we must be involved in the Great Commission because of the commands of the Scripture. And I want to come today to the very context of the commission as it's given here in Matthew chapter number 28, where the Lord said to his disciples, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." And here we have the account given in the book of Matthew of the Great Commission given by the resurrected Lord. I want you to notice three things, and then I want to deal with these questions today. If you analyze the scripture before us, in verse number 18, verse number 18, we find that the Lord gives to us great resources. All power is given unto us. In verse number 19, we're given great responsibility. Since we have that delegated authority, that power, then we're commanded to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And then number 3, in verse number 20, we have not only great resources and great responsibility, but we have great reward. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. But I want to look at this text today and ask the questions and then answer them in the light of the Word of God. First of all, I ask the question, as I look at the Great Commission, go ye therefore and teach all nations. And I ask myself the question, go who? Let me just say this. I know it may be a little bit carnal, but someone has said, God so loved the word go that he made it 2/3 of his name. You cannot spell God without first spelling go. You cannot write God without first writing go. That is in our English language. And you see, the word gospel is a compound word. It's go, spell. And most Baptists want to have a spell, but they don't want to go. But we are commanded to go. Go, go, go. And I ask the question now, go who? Go ye. And I must face this question and answer it responsibly from the Word of God. To whom is our Lord speaking? To whom is the Great Commission speaking? Who is included in that word ye? Let me say to you, first of all, that when he said go ye, he is not just saying that to the disciples present at this particular moment when he was speaking. May I say to you, likewise, he is not just saying to a selected group of saints whom he calls missionaries, go ye. He's not just saying to the preachers, go ye. But to whom is he saying it? He speaks to all believers, to the church and churches of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ye. I said in a previous broadcast, in the eyes of God, every saved person is a missionary. Every sinner is a mission field. And you either are a missionary or you need a missionary. And then when I look at the churches that I preach in day after day, I find three groups of people concerning missions. Number one, there is what I simply call the go missionary. That's that group of people who've heard the call, surrendered, and are going somewhere to tell someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, there's a group that I call the co-missionaries. They do not go, but they stay with the stuff at home. They pray, they give, and they correspond with the missionaries, and they are co-laborers together with a missionary and with God. So there's the go-missionary, there's the co-missionary, and then, sad to say, but there are many sit on the pew of our churches that are no missionary. They neither go nor co, and they're not involved in the work of God. Well, I remind you in the text of our verse, here, if you do not go, you cannot claim the promise of lo. No go, no lo. But look at the word go, and I ask the question, go who? Go who? Go ye. Who is that ye? May I say to you three things from the Word of God. The word ye is not a singular pronoun, it's a plural pronoun. It includes all of the group that is being spoken unto. And of course, as we look at the Word of God, we find this word ye used in three references, more than that, but I mention only three of them. Number one, the Bible said, you are the light of the world. Who's he speaking to? Not just preachers, not just missionaries, but every saint of God, every child of God, every person that is saved by the grace of God. So when we look at the word go ye, we recognize he speaks to all saints. Then the Bible tells us a story in Matthew chapter number 21 and verse number 28, that a certain man had two sons, and he said unto them, go work today in my field. Go work today in my vineyard. And you know the story. One of them said, I'll go, but he did not go. And the other said, I won't go, but he later repented and went anyway. And so, but the Bible said that he said to the sons, plural. So, as I look at that parable, I must ask myself the question, of whom is that father speaking? And of whom are those sons referring to? Well, I submit to you, the father in the parable is a picture of our Father, God our Father. And the sons in the parable is a picture of all of us who are saved by the grace of God. We are sons of God. Then the Bible said again, I'm talking about go who? The Bible said again in Luke chapter number 14 and verse number 23. The Bible talks about the Lord, the Master, saying to the servants, go ye into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. And I ask myself the question, who is the Bible referring to when he mentions that master? And whom is the Bible referring to when he speaks of those servants? Now you know the answer. The master there is our master, our Father, our God, and the Lord Jesus Christ. And the servants in verse number 23 of Luke 14 refers to every person who is saved by the marvelous grace of God. You see, the Bible lays out these terms to describe us as the people of God. We are God's saints. We are God's sons. We are God's servants. And as saints, we're to be the light of the world. As sons, we're to be laboring in the work. As servants, we're to be laboring in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, I want to say very dogmatically, very emphatically, that God excuses none, but requires that all of us be involved in carrying out the great commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when I say, preacher, why missions? I submit to you the command of the scriptures requires and demands that all of us who are saved by the grace of God be involved in the work of God. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time. Say not for months.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for the open door that's mine to come to the radio microphone day after day and share with you the message from the Word of God. I appreciate you listening, and I'm grateful to God for the radio stations that carry the broadcast. Let me encourage you today that you pray for this ministry, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do not want to waste my time and your time and radio station time and the broadcast not be a blessing. And then I want to encourage you that you write to us. A letter from you would be a blessing to us. Let us know who you are, where you're at, and if the broadcast is a blessing to you. And then I encourage you, if the Lord would lead you to do so, that you share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time. That's 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. You spell Resaca, R-E-S-A-C-A. And be sure to join us again each day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you is our prayer.
The horrid mob for selfish gain, the toil of hands for ease and calm.